Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about the solution to healthcare reform in America. And Dr. Prather, that's a bold statement. You know, the solution to healthcare reform. Everybody thinks they have the solution. Right?
Yeah, I should be elected president, huh? If I have the solution. Makes you wonder.
Let's see.
All right.
What do you mean by it?
What would you say to a system that resulted in 60% fewer hospital admissions, 59% fewer hospital stays, 62% fewer outpatient surgeries and procedures, and 85% savings in pharmaceuticals?
That'd be wonderful.
That sounds pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it does.
Now, what's interesting about that is already proven. In other words, these are facts. These aren't just speculations that this would occur. This is a system that has already, over a seven-year period, produce these particular results.
So it's already been proven.
It's already been proven.
But it's not in effect.
It's not in effect worldwide. This was a system of healthcare that was implemented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, a Chicago-based HMO who has a 60,000 patient base. And these were what they did is they took a certain number of people in this particular system, and then people who were done in a regular system. And these are the average savings that were across the board.
Wow. So what is the solution?
The solution was structure function care as a primary portal.
Hmm. When you say was in past,
well, I mean it is.
Is, right.
It is the system that is implemented.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've taken chiropractors and in conjunction with MDs and nurse practitioners, and they have implemented structure function as the primary care of entry. So the system is it's a combination here where you have the specialist as the disease care model, and then the primary care as a structure function.
Mm.
And the results for savings were beyond their wildest expectations.
Well, isn't that how we're practicing here at the Prather Practice?
That is exactly how we are practicing here at the Prather Practice. We are a structure function model. These chiropractors took the same type of training that I did in the Diplomat America Board of Chiropractic Internists. And they decided to try this as a primary care, a primary portal of entry to see what kind of changes that this would make in the healthcare outcomes, which was a brilliant idea, something that no one else had tried. They had seen some evidence already of some improvement and thought that, taking a patient base along those lines and implementing it might result in some benefits.
Mm-hmm.
However, the savings were quite remarkable, and the longer that they've gone, the higher the savings that they've actually implemented. So this is very exciting type of news.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about trying to figure out how to cut down on the healthcare costs, that is something that everyone's trying to figure out. And the structure function model as the primary care is the solution.
So you've talked about all the savings, 60% fewer hospital admissions.
Yes.
Correct. 85% savings in pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
That's phenomenal. What's the patient satisfaction rate?
But that was even the best thing. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, they advertise that we have the highest satisfaction rate of any HMO in the country, which is absolutely true.
Hmm.
When they were just comparing within their own group, the patient satisfaction rate with their regular care. You know, the disease care model is the primary care. They had a 60% satisfaction rate with that model. With the structure function model, they had a 90% satisfaction rate with their patient base.
Wow.
So
that's a high satisfaction rate.
That was, yes, and that's one thing that's very interesting is that chiropractors as a whole, if you're looking, and this is one of the things that they thought, this was something that they were dealing with especially with HMOs, a very low satisfaction rate. That's where they were really getting whacked, you know, in publicity and people saying, well, I really don't want to, you know, sign up with an HMO because I'm not really quite sure if I'm going to be satisfied. So they looked independently at which profession has the highest satisfaction rate. And they found that chiropractors far exceeded all other professions with their satisfaction rate with their care. Nationally, it's an 85% satisfaction rate with chiropractic, which is much, much better than any other group out there.
Well, let's talk about, we might have some new listeners, because we talk about structure function, healthcare, medicine, which we do here at the Prather Practice. And it's in a collaboration of professionals. Why don't you explain that to our listeners, what it is exactly? And I know the FDA acknowledges it as one of the healthcare systems.
Yes, yes. The I learned about what I was doing in the term format from the FDA.
Uh-huh.
They were kind enough to come into our office and look things over. And found that that was kind of a joke, but they said that I was a structure function office, and so I was very interested in that. You know how they classify it, and they have two different systems of approving healthcare, whether it's a product, whether it's a system. No matter what it is, they classify them in two separate categories: one structure function, which we talked about, and the other one in disease care. And the vast majority of healthcare right now is considered disease care. That's what people are really used to.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider that our traditional model?
Well, it has been. Well, it's not actually traditional.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's been the model for the last 100 years.
Okay.
So it is a system that was implemented, basically really implemented in the 1920s, solidified in the 1930s, became completely dominant in the 1950s, and then is now, there's sort of a reversal that's going on. What they found and why they started to look into it is they found that 50% of the people out there were actually seeking out structure function care. Which was a shock to everyone, that people were spending out of pocket about 50% of their money on structure function care instead of on disease care. So, you know, there started to be a tremendous amount of research that went into that. But structure function care is where you are trying to structurally and functionally bring people back into homeostasis. And what do we mean by homeostasis? Homeostasis is balance. The idea behind homeostasis and health is something that's been around for quite a while. Dr. Guyton, which was the standard of physiology books, stated that the definition of health is homeostasis. And homeostasis is health. That's the body's ability to adjust, find balance, and to maintain that balance in people's lives. So structure function is about bringing people into homeostasis, which results in health. So structure function is health doctors, and then the medical profession is disease care, which is a set of symptoms where they try to regulate those symptoms.
Well, how do medical doctors like this care?
Well, that structure function. A very interesting thing that is going on in healthcare, and one of the areas that we really have a crisis is only 2% of all the medical doctors want to get into primary care.
Only 2%.
Only 2% of the medical students want to get into primary care, which certainly doesn't meet the requirements of healthcare. And one of the big things that they're asked about is, why is that? And almost universally they say, well, really, you're talking about when you're dealing with disease care, you've got to have a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not really satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
The system that was set up along these lines is that the primary care physicians were structure function, and then the specialists were disease model.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a chiropractor, you would still refer to the exact same oncologist, gynecologist, gastroenterologist, cardiologist that the disease care primary cares were also referring to. And what was fascinating about this is that the specialists, they had them fill out a satisfaction rate. With the disease care primary care physicians, they only gave them a 40% satisfaction rate.
Mm.
They gave the structure function doctors a 98% satisfaction rate.
Mm. Big difference.
Even more difference than the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very interesting. And they were asking them the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have 62% outpatients and 60% less hospital admissions,
mm-hmm.
coming from the structure function, that is, the specialists didn't have to work as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you were dealing with crisis after crisis with the disease care model, where the structure function people, you were doing 60% less work.
Hmm. Right. And people were healthier.
It was much more satisfying. They felt much more supported with the structure function model. So the medical doctors were much more satisfied. And the 2% of MDs that we were talking about weren't left out in this model.
Mm-hmm.
So you still had the MDs in there who were sort of a liaison.
Mm-hmm.
So they were still involved, but they didn't have the direct patient contact.
Interesting. When we come back, let's talk more about the solution to healthcare reform in America. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
One of the most basic fundamentals that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal
mm-hmm.
Technique.
It's the type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas proper. We're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm, the base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And mm-hmm. when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that. So we go on to
Everybody that walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here, you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta, so extensive training.
I was one of the original six in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also, I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the solution to healthcare reform in America. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about what the FDA puts, kind of divides healthcare into the disease care model and structure function model. And let's talk about that. Here at the Prather Practice, we implement the structure function model.
Yes.
And that has been defined by the FDA also. Correct. They put us in that category. We work in collaboration here. We have a nurse practitioner, an MD, a chiropractor, an occupational therapist, collaboration.
Acupuncturist,
yeah.
Right.
I could go on and on.
Right.
But what are its strengths? What are structure function healthcare strengths?
Well, the strength of structure function is it tries to find the underlying problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the big complaints that people come into as they're coming into their office is, you know, I've been to four different medical doctors, specialists. And, you know, they're all trying to fix my symptoms, you know, but nobody's really even looking to see why I have my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the underlying system? And you know, they say, I really want to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to not have to take medicines. You know, I've asked them, when can I go off of my hypertension medicine? When can I go off of this medicine and that medicine? And they said, well, you know, probably never. And, you know, that's not really a satisfying answer.
It's not sitting well with people.
It's not sitting well with people. You know, they want to find out why, and they want to get it fixed so that they don't have to take pharmaceuticals. People know that pharmaceuticals are not an answer, that they are very helpful for symptomatology. I'm certainly not against them. But it's not really looking for the root of the problem. So, you know, the strengths of structure function is we are bringing people into better health. So we are finding out what the underlying problem is, you know, where is the imbalance at, and how do you fix it? How do you get that straightened back up again so that people go on with their health and recuperate?
Mm-hmm.
So the real strength of the structure function care is we really get to the root of the problem. We fix it and get people back into a healthier state.
Hmm. And you talked about the homeostasis, you know, when you're balanced.
When you're balanced, then your body's able to take care of most of the problems. I tell people with a structure function, I'm not fixing your problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping the body to figure out how to fix your problem.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it just takes off. And, you know, so that is one of the fantastic things about structure function. The other strength about structure function is we don't cause harm.
Hmm.
There isn't really a danger on structure function care. The adverse reactions, the adverse segments, we cut down on the adverse reactions by 80%. So the as a primary care modality, we cut down on problems created by physicians or treatments by 80%. So another great strength is we cause no harm.
Well, let's talk about structure function weaknesses.
Very, very good point. One of the things that structure function has really had a lot of problem with is we've been very independent. We haven't really worked in collaboration with other physicians. So there's been a strong independence, and that's one of the things that, you know, in this model that they were creating in Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois on the HMO, is they had a nurse practitioner that was also in the office, and then they also had a medical doctor as a director, usually of about six clinics, so that they could collaborate with the disease care specialists. So working together in collaboration and not being just an independent lone wolf has really been one of the weaknesses of structure function that really needs to be addressed.
Right.
So, you know, working as a team, and that's where the primary care medical specialists really came in. And what they saw was they would look over the different types of aspects of that, see where, you know, as they reviewed, where there was a needed referral to a disease specialist, and then communicated with that disease specialist so that there was a good ongoing process. And, of course, one of the things that I talked about, structure function, one of its strengths is that it only accomplishes what the body's able to do. That's also one of its weaknesses. Because there are many times that the body is too far gone to really handle a problem. You know, it can't heal on its own. So, you know, what do you do in that situation? That's where disease care really shines through. That's why most of the medical doctors want to go into a specialist position, because it's really necessary to specialize to understand the heart, to understand cancer. It's such a specialized type of an area, and it requires so much concentration to be able to handle a disease or a situation that somebody has that the body is no longer able to fix. So, you know, when you were talking to the specialists, you know, within this group, the cardiologist, they were able to get a crisis under control, provide the medicines, the surgeries, whatever was necessary to help that disease process. But then what made it even more successful is that the structure function physician would come in and then also provide a base of strength underneath and start to improve the body so that the outcomes were much, much better. So, you know, you can see where this collaboration really makes sense.
Oh, I see it every day, you know, in our office.
Right. It's you know, the whole problem has been is there is a feeling that it's either or.
Right, an either
know,
or.
Right, and a lot of... A lot of patients came in and they sit there and they say, well, you know, what do I do, you know, with my hypertension medicine? What do I do with what I'm doing, you know, at this point? And I says, those things are very good for you. You know, they need, you need to control that in the meantime until we can actually fix you. So it's not, you know, it's not an either or, it should be a both. And that's one of the big successes. If you had taken that HMO and you only had structure function, that would not be a complete healthcare system.
Right.
If you only have disease care, it is not a complete healthcare system. The answer to the problem, the answer to the crisis, the healthcare crisis in America, is we use the strengths of both. Both are amazing systems.
Can I say
healthcare.
Amen?
Yes.
and give you an amen.
And our crisis is coming because we are not implementing structure function. You know, we are missing a piece of the healthcare puzzle. We've become very, very good, very enamored with the disease care model, mm-hmm. and amazed, which I'm amazed by a lot of the things that are being done. You know, and I'm really excited about the future of healthcare. mm-hmm. But it's only half of the equation.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the strengths of the disease care model and its weaknesses.
Sure. The strengths of the disease care model is they know how to override the body's mechanisms. You know, the research that has gone into pharmaceuticals, the research that has gone into the surgeries, is quite remarkable. You know, we can do amazing things on extending life, where normally people would have been dead. So the disease care model can definitely override the process that the body is on a downhill decline. We can do things to, balance things out, get the heart working, attack cancer, get a lot of these types of crises under control. However, where is its weakness? Its weakness comes in that the body is no longer, it doesn't provide health.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look at the underlying issue. It doesn't really make people healthier. The definition of a pharmaceutical is a poison, you know, and you have to have a poison to be able to override the body's downward descent.
Mm-hmm.
But the more pharmaceuticals you take, the longer you take them, the more likely that you are to have adverse reactions. So, yes. Pharmaceuticals are very necessary. The disease care model is very necessary. But realizing the weaknesses and the strengths of both models, knowing how to combine them, will produce a healthcare revolution in America that will be the envy of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are in crisis, and we have, for what we're paying for our healthcare system, the results are awful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Awful.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the solution to healthcare reform in America.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
During a speech in Cleveland yesterday, President Obama discussed the country's successful economy and said, quote, I'm going to take a little credit. And the people at the rally were like, dude, we're all here in the middle of the day because we don't have jobs. So stop talking about how good the economy is. I want to go to work. That's right. Obama discussed the successful economy and said, quote, I'm going to take a little credit. Yeah. Then the economy got bad again. He was like, Republicans did it.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Ring my bell.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about the solution to healthcare reform in America. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about structure function medicine. And how does this model work practically?
The way that it was worked up in Chicago and also implemented within our office is we have a nurse practitioner as the examining doctor. Mm-hmm. So, and then I also come in and do my exam along with that. And then we define what the issues are, mm-hmm. you know, through lab tests. Matter of fact, the structure function is more dependent on lab tests than the disease care model.
Hmm.
The reason is we have to really know what the imbalance is.
Right.
We're not just interested in the symptomatology and what's involved with that, but we are looking for the imbalance. So lab tests are extremely, extremely important. Mm-hmm. So we have the examination nurse practitioner who does the documentation so that the good interpretations can be, gotten. And then we have myself, who is very familiar with structure function care, look it over and plan out what would be the structure function way of approaching this.
Like recommendations.
Recommendations. Then we also have a medical director who looks it over and see if a disease care recommendation needs to be made also.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sort of an independent type of a program here. So we have the examination where all the facts are gathered
mm-hmm.
Through the nurse practitioner. Then we have a medical doctor looking at it for necessary disease care intervention. And then we also look at it from a structure function on what type of intervention needs to be done in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great model. And then we offer all the structure function care that is known within our office. And we have probably one of the most complete offerings along those lines in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have a very, very good system of referrals for the disease care
mm-hmm.
offerings. So it's combining
more of the specialists.
Yeah, it's combining the combination of all those with a good communication. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that I wasn't really familiar with how to communicate with disease care specialists, but we have a medical director who is. So we can communicate how things are going, what's being done, and the coordination of the care.
Nice.
That way.
Now, why hasn't this model, the structure function model, been used before?
A very interesting thing is structure function doctors and disease care doctors did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we speak two different languages. We look at life totally different. We look at blood work differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a tremendous lack of communication between the two. And then an antagonism that was really a war between them.
Mm.
I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out fight. It was won by the disease care group back in the 1920s by something called the Flexner Report. Flexner Report.
You've talked about this before.
I've talked about that before. And with that that particular report, the government of the United States got behind completely the disease care model and said this will be the model, and they pretty much stamped out all dissent.
Hmm.
So it was a political decision along those lines, supported by the wealthiest people in the country. They
mm-hmm.
felt that that would be best model for providing health care to the workers. So it was a top-down decision
mm-hmm.
and a very strong elimination of a dissent. Matter of fact, Harvard Medical University lasted up until the 1935s, and they were one of the strongest voices on dissent as the only health care system out there.
Because at that time, you're talking about the 1920s, we had homeopathic hospitals.
Yes, we had. We had. Matter of fact,
a lot
if
of people don't even know that.
I know. In the 19, if you took a survey of all the MDs in 1915, only 15% of them practiced disease care exclusively. So this was something that was not widely embraced. It was not only Johns Hopkins University was the only medical university that taught disease care exclusively. Mm-hmm. Many of the, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, people sit there and say, well, you know, doctors say the Hippocratic Oath, you know, why is that, you know, they do a lot of harm. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hippocratic system was a structure function model.
Mm.
That was the leading model at Harvard. Harvard was very known as the mother of Hippocratic medicine. Hippocratic medicine is not what we have. It is a disease care model, and it is not the system that was being utilized. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of history behind this. There's a tremendous amount of politics, money. One of the things is that, yes, money did play a very big role in this particular decision, because the very wealthy people, the Rockefellers, are probably the best known, but there were many others who had a tremendous amount of stake in this, all invested and bought up all the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm.
And the pharmaceutical industry became such a huge, huge billion-dollar industry that there was a tremendous amount of greed to make the disease care model the model
mm-hmm.
of healthcare. So, you know, we are finding because of that, a complete collapse. Because disease care, though, can be excellent for a crisis and very helpful, and I believe in it,
mm-hmm.
but it is the most expensive, most inefficient, and most damaging healthcare system out there.
One thing, too, I noticed just being involved in structure function care and both disease care. I started my profession in the disease care model. You're giving people more responsibility for their health care
yes.
in the structure function model than doing on to them. You know what I'm saying? They have to take a responsibility for their health care. And, you know, people don't always want to do that.
Yeah, there's an educational portion
yes.
on this that really needs to be done. And that's a lot of people appreciate that, but some people are not really candidates for structure function.
Right.
You know, when I have patients who come in here, I screen them beforehand, and I ask them, you know, some questions. You know, is this really what you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the demands that we're going to have. These are responsibilities that you're going to have to be able to make this work. And there are people who really aren't interested in that,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. That's where, you know, you can get into the disease care model and get your symptomatology under control.
Mm-hmm.
But to get healthier, there has to be a commitment.
Right.
When you're talking about healing, people come in and say, well, I don't feel better yet. Well, you're healing first before you get better.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, we are so much...
It's a process.
Yeah, we are so much into instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
We are an instant gratification country.
Yeah, just look at our debt, you know. As a country, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the world think Americans are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat we are. We want it now, and that's one of our strengths and also one of our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is something that has a greater requirement. But even for, you know, this model where they implemented it, not everybody was committed on along those lines. So
mm-hmm.
what the structure function doctors did is they found out what types of small steps they could make improvement in people's health. And sometimes those small steps resulted in big changes.
Mm, right.
So, you know, even where people aren't really completely committed,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to find someone who's completely committed. I would probably say I'm very committed, but I don't know if I'm completely.
You're talking about your health, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while I have a piece of cake and, uh-huh. you know, don't, you know, exercise as much as I should or, you know. Mm-hmm. So, there are limits to everyone, but we can always make some improvements, you know.
Right. This is interesting to me, you know, you're talking about the Flexner Report and, you know, how it's almost 100 years.
Yes.
Right, and that the disease care model took over,
right.
And we're in a healthcare crisis.
Yes, and one of the things that the Flexner Report specifically said is that they were going to cut down on competition and raise prices.
Mm. That's exactly what they did.
And that's, yes, that they were going to make a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote down what the results would be. And, you know, we've gone beyond, you know, these were the, in other words, this crisis did not happen by chance.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Accidentally. You know, it's just not like we stumbled into it. Mm-hmm. There was a plan behind it, and the end results were seen.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a crisis that was created by money
mm-hmm.
and politics.
Greed.
Greed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, are we ready to implement this integrated model yet here in the United States, the solution to healthcare reform in America?
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile, we gave it to the labs, but they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are. And if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the solution to healthcare reform in America. And Dr. Prather, are we ready to implement this integrated model, structure-function model yet?
I do. From my contacts with the FDA, with some of the people who are looking at this, they have tried a lot of things for healthcare reform. We have a huge amount of controversy going on. We're trying this. We've tried HMOs. We're going back and forth all over the place on how do we fix this crisis. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't. If you're working with the wrong model, you're never going to fix it. I don't care. How much perfume. How much you put makeup on a pig, it's not going to win a beauty contest. not that the disease care is wrong.
Right.
But it's not complete. Mm-hmm. So if you're dealing with a very high-priced, inefficient system to change healthcare, very good for saving people's lives, in crisis situations, but it's terrible for long-term type of results. Mm-hmm. You aren't going to make it efficient. It's not the right system. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think structure function by itself is the right system. Mm. Now, it'd be a whole lot less expensive and we wouldn't be in the financial crisis, but it's still not the complete answer.
Right.
It's not that we need to, how are we going to pay for it? It's not, can we design it better? Mm-hmm. It's not that, can we fiddle it with it here, make everybody involved? All those things are very good, and there are very important questions that politically people need to answer. The Affordable Health Care Act brought up an awful lot of things, people who were uninsured. Should that be something provided for? Is healthcare a need, or is it a commodity? Mm-hmm. Is a big question. Is it something that should be covered, socialized, or should it be something that's a for-profit type of system? Those are all very, very good questions.
Yes,
but they're all going to wind up with a crisis. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get to the underlying problem. And the underlying problem, it is not a complete healthcare system. You can play with it. You can change its hairstyle. You can bring it into, certain types of lights and flash things on it. All those types of things are not dealing with the underlying problem. The underlying problem is it's not a complete healthcare system, and if we can make it a complete healthcare system, that's where we will see the dramatic changes and the change in people's health. And we are in a crisis. This is an unsustainable system, and we're going to have an unsustainable system no matter what.
So if we don't implement this model, and we're talking about structure-function model here, what will be the results?
The results will be bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. It will bankrupt the United States government. It will bankrupt the most of the health care is provided by businesses. About 120 million people are insured and provided for by the businesses, and the costs keep going up. Mm-hmm. Employers can't afford it.
Right.
Individuals can't afford it. Mm-hmm. The government can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Nobody can afford it. It's a broken system. We can't fix the system. The system needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And we have already proven that this other system works.
Right. It's already been proven.
Mm-hmm. There has been a long-term type of study that has actually shown that this system works. We need to implement it.
So what are the hard questions, you know, that need to be asked?
Well, the hard questions are, you know, can we get this beyond politics?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we get this beyond profit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are we going to have our barriers? Well, first off, can we break down the resistance within the medical community to accept the structure function care?
Mm. It's going to need to be taught in the university.
It's going to need to be taught. People are going to have to be re-educated. Can we teach enough, because we have a crisis in not enough structure function doctors? There aren't very many people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come into my office and sit there and say, I've been looking for you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
In
Indianapolis.
Right, and they move elsewhere and they say, I can't find anybody, you mm-hmm. know, to do what you did for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have people flying from California, Florida, Virginia, mm-hmm. you know, and that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need more structure function, well-trained structure function doctors out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's another different type of area. And then we need to have a financial model that will work to help this, you know, to implement. My thought
mm-hmm.
Is that we do, what I would like to see is a health savings accounts
mm-hmm.
for structure function, and then insurance paid for the disease care.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I really feel that this would be the best type of a model.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're dealing with structure function, there is so much individuality on that just coming up with very basic types of programs along those lines. And I think people going around and shopping and finding the best deal will mm-hmm. keep the cost down better than if you have a insurance-paid situation.
So you're saying the health savings account, the HSAs,
right,
for the structure function model,
I think would
and
be
insurance for
and
the
then
disease care.
Yes, and then mm-hmm. the model where we have the disease care and something like an HMO, something like the Affordable Health Care Act,
mm-hmm.
Really covering those things and making that much more of a you know, available type of thing. Because I feel that, of course, I'm a very compassionate person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want everyone to be healthy
mm-hmm.
because it pays. You know,
right.
When people are sick, when people aren't healthy, I think it costs society a lot more than it would cost to get those people fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
they're not working,
because they
might not be productive.
Right. You know, I think a lot of it, criminality, addiction.
Yeah.
You know, so many of the social ills that just wear down society and keep people from being productive. The greatest asset of a country is its people.
Mm-hmm. And they need to be healthy.
And they need to be healthy to be able to be the contributor, to be able to make the right choices, to you know, to produce a healthy, happy society. And
mm-hmm.
that's really what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm very passionate about people being able to get their care. And there are many ways that an HSA can be available even for the poor. Matter of fact, Indiana has an excellent system where they have implemented HSAs in their Medicaid program with very high satisfaction and a lot of savings.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
And it would be based upon, you know, more their primary type of health care.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into a disease care situation, you know, that's beyond what, you know, the HSAs could probably afford.
Correct.
But that would really free up a tremendous amount of money to provide the best care in
mm-hmm.
the disease care model.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have fewer people going into it, because a lot of those situations would be solved in the structure function.
Mm-hmm.
So you have less people going into the disease care model. And so that you can really provide the type of care without the overall societal costs that are involved with that.
So what does the future of healthcare hold, do you believe?
It is an exciting field to be in. There are so many different types of changes that are coming on, so much research, you know, getting into the whole genetic factor. I really feel that in the very near future, we will be seeing very healthy, happy people at 120. You know, this is a very exciting time. I believe that our kids are going to be living a long, healthy life if we can provide.
What about us?
Well, I already know about us. But a lot of people haven't had the benefits that we've had.
Right.
With all the structure function care. You know, it's just, you know, they're always amazed. I'm 58, and whenever I go in for any type of health screening, they ask me what drugs I'm on, and I'm saying, oh, none. When I went for a life insurance policy, they gave me a superior rating. They couldn't believe how healthy I was. My insurance agent said, you know, you're the first one I've ever had that got a superior rating. How do you do that? I said, well, what do you think? What do I do for
life.
A living?
Right.
So, you know, understanding that the future really holds some amazing possibilities.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Prather, for all that insight and passion and the solution to healthcare reform in America. Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Healthy Habits from the Prather Practice is a natural weight loss program with a proven success rate. Healthy Habits is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Habits is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Habits program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Habits provides support from a counselor and exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help you create new healthy habits in your life. This program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Schedule your consultation with a Healthy Habits counselor at the Prather Practice at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.